Lover visits with Michael Felder. At the end, I don't know if anything was ever accomplished. That's usually how it ends up going with Michael. But fun stuff. We continued the North Carolina conversation during the break. I think it's interesting because he's kind of got that insider perspective. And like throughout the summer, it's like it depends on the week when you ask about North Carolina, about how those connected to the team are feeling, man. And as we get closer and I see that we're down to 7.5 on the win total, I keep staring at that schedule, man. And I'm like, I understand it's going to take a while and the transfers and how invested is Belichick and all that. I don't see him losing enough to hit the under, but it seems like I'm on the outside of what most people are thinking right now.
Well, you and I are never people that like to be a part of the crowd, and the crowd is definitely on the Carolina under. We've seen the ticket counts all summer. John Ewing, BetMGM, has said that North Carolina under is one of the most popular tickets across the country. So you are in the minority if you think that Carolina is going over. But something to remember, this team, coached by Belichick, probably improves more than most teams in that conference week to week and month to month. Now, okay, you want to counter and say Clemson. Fine, I'll give you Clemson. But give me another coaching staff that is going to improve its team week to week and month to month.
Mm-hmm.
I would fight you on anybody else. You want to give me Miami? Nope. Miami, here's what Miami does. Miami brings the players in and then relies on the players to perform. That's the model there. I think we all know that. Clemson does both. Clemson brings in players, and Clemson gets better. That's why we've seen Clemson make runs to the college football playoff, runs to national championship games, things like that. At North Carolina, though, the problem is the players aren't there. So you have to develop players from two stars to three stars and three stars to four stars. And the belief there is that Bill can do it. But I think we have to be very careful watching Carolina week one and week two, week three, whatever. And we have to pay attention to how they look week one, two, three, and what they progress into in week six, seven, eight. I think the product will look a ton better a month, 6 weeks from now.
Yeah. And how about the in-game adjustments too, which is what Belichick is known for? Like him against the Charlotte coaching staff in week two, Richmond in week three, even, you know, once you get to Cal and I did take a closer look at Syracuse, and yeah, they may have had a good year last year. This year is quite different. Stanford, Wake, Duke. These are teams they're facing late in the season. I think you're right. There are a lot of wins on that schedule. So that number of 7.5, it's pretty interesting. As many people are fading that team. I mean, it's such a great slate. We didn't even get to Notre Dame, Miami coming up on that Sunday night game. So that's going to be fun as well. All right, NFL week one. We wanted to take a look at a number of these games. And this is pretty strong, but it's the NFL. You can make good cases for anything, and the number always comes into play. Like, I'm looking at a lot of games that are 6, that are 7, people that want no part of those dogs, and where I find myself making a case. Where do you want to start with week number one here in the NFL?
I'll save Minnesota because we got plenty of time for this. Minnesota, Chicago.
And I keep staring at it. I'm like, I remember a time this offseason when we were like, whoa, big surprise. It flipped. All that Bears love. Bears are the favorite. And now it's getting out to like 2. Minnesota road favorite.
Well, here's what's happened. Minnesota got to 2, 2.5, but then the Bears preseason happened. So then that has created more of a buy point on the Chicago side. So we did see this initial number many, many months ago. I'm going to pull up the line history here. The Superbook opened this on May 14th at Chicago -1.5. And then Chicago got to -2, 2.5. But then we started to hear that the Bears can't break the huddle. And Caleb Williams isn't ready for the offense. So it started to swing toward Minnesota. So Minnesota gets to minus two-ish. I think one offshore got to minus 2.5. And then you had the suspension to Jordan Addison. And now Justin Jefferson is banged up. And TJ Hockenson is banged up. And people aren't believing in JJ McCarthy. So it's almost like Vegas doesn't know which team should be favored. So they're just going to let the money decide it. Market price right now, BetMGM and basically everybody else has the Minnesota Vikings at minus 1.5. There's a couple twos in the market. Pinnacles, Minnesota minus 2. But a small road favorite for Minnesota. And I remember in the summer I was saying, give me 3 with Minnesota. Because I thought we were going to blow through 2, 2.5 and get out to Chicago minus 3. Did not happen. Mm-hmm. So I am naked on the game. I have not made a single bet on the game, but I assure you I will have money on that game. I just have to figure out what it is and when it is.
Couple of short favorites that I want to throw your way. And these are divisional matchups. It's tough. Like you just mentioned Minnesota, Chicago, divisional matchup. There's a handful of them. And as I started going over, I'm like, I like all these dogs. Okay. That's normal for me. And then I found a couple of short favorites, but they're divisional short favorites. So that's always dicey. San Francisco is under a field goal. I'm getting the sense that that thing's going to hit 3. We're 2.5 everywhere at Seattle, a team that I'm not buying, and I don't like the quarterback change. I expect that to be a downgrade this season. I like the Niners, and I know a lot of people are hot on them. They're the favorite for the division. They're going to be that popular worst to first team, all that stuff. I don't have any season long bets on San Francisco like you do, but Sam, I don't think we're going to, you want to be inside of 3. You probably have to bet it sooner rather than later if you plan on being on the Niners in week 1.
Agree with you there. We're already on the way, you know, 2.5 at a lot of sharp shops, 2.5 minus 15 at one place. So you're seeing that build. And I have a feeling, because you have to remember, people don't bet NFL week 1 for the most part until Saturday or Sunday week of the game. So we haven't even seen the public join in yet. And the open was 1, 1.5. Now we're 2.5. There's a really good chance this gets to San Francisco minus 3. Now, will it last? I don't know, because you will have some appetite for sharp guys to take Seattle plus 3. But again, they're not taking a team. They're taking a number. A lot of groups that I know, they don't even look at the teams. They look at the numbers. And they're going to take a home dog inside the division at plus 3. But anything sub 3, like there's a 1.5 at Circa, there's a 2 at South Point. Everybody else is mostly 2.5. I would lay those cheap numbers if you could, because this was a game a week ago. We were talking 1.5, and now it's 2, 2.5. I don't feel good backing Sam Darnold. It won't happen for me. I even thought about floating San Francisco in Survivor, because San Francisco stock is a little bit low right now. It is. I mean, they're 10-1 to win the conference. They were 5-1 to win the conference last summer. But because of all the injuries and McCaffrey goes down and they make some changes on defense, people aren't sure yet about San Francisco. But if I'm right about San Francisco and they're one of the better teams in the conference, we'll look back and go, wow, that minus 1.5-2 was a joke. Week number 1 could very easily be the case.
Today's countdown to kickoff team, the Detroit Lions. They're a dog. Packers minus 1, tough NFC North matchup. Feels like, why are they wasting this in week number 1? Unnecessary. But this is going to be fascinating with the new coordinators. First game, a very difficult matchup. Man, now you got to go on the road to Lambeau. We talked about how difficult their road schedule is this year. I'll probably be on the Packers.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be on Detroit?
I like Detroit. If I could get through 7, I like Detroit in a teaser.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't know about – yeah. I mean, you get that – look, Detroit is still a very good football team. I could very easily see the Packers winning by 3, 4, or 7, though. But if I'm teasing through 3 and 7 and I'm at 7.5, I'm going to be a winner there. I would love for this to get to 2, 2.5, and then I could tease to 8, 8.5. But I don't know that we're going to get there because there will be an appetite to bet Detroit as a dog. But I'm curious where this closes. Green Bay opened pick, and now we're 1.5 pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, I'm looking at teaser options. Texans are probably a pretty solid one. They're on the road. You can get that to 8.5 at the Rams. I kind of like that one. The other ones are a bit more challenging. Would you take the Bears? Plus,
no.
Let's call it 8. I know you're Minnesota, but I'm saying it a teaser plus 8 at home.
I'm not trying to middle Monday Night Football week one. No.
I think it would be pretty funny if you did.
So hear me out on this one. Hear me out on this one. Hold on. I know that people say that you shouldn't tease from this number to that number, and fine. But how does Las Vegas plus 9 lose? New England's a 3-point favorite, and I take Vegas from 3 to 9. I know we're supposed to do 1.5 and 2.5 up.
Oh, whatever.
Blow me. Blow me. I'm taking the 3 up to 9. I'm taking plus 9 in a teaser.
Those are also old school rules, and we've learned how important the 8 has become, right? Like that 6, 7, 8, and you're blowing through those numbers? I don't mind that at all. I'm
but
just wondering how many
guy. Oh. You can't take 3 to 9.
Can't
take 3. Sure, you can. Watch me.
Yeah, and I'm moving it off the keyest of all numbers, the 3. And I'm going up. Like, okay, I don't get double digits, but it's okay. I'm fine with that. I'm just wondering how many ways you're going to have the Raiders. By the time we get there to that Sunday, how many ways are you going to be back in Vegas?
A lot. I think they're going to win. So, yeah. And remember, in the summer, the first line we saw on this game, Superbook hung. No, I'm sorry. It was an offshore shop that hung. Vegas minus 3. So this has moved quite a bit. Now, maybe the Vegas minus 3 was never the right number, and it quickly corrected itself. But I think this game should be a pick 'em. So you're going to make the Pats 3, and I'm going to get 6 more extra points. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm going to throw 3 dogs your way. Tell me if you like any of them. Jets plus 3, hosting the Steelers. Giants getting 6 at the Commanders. Falcons getting 2.5 at home against the Bucks, who they swept last year.
Of the 3, I'd go Atlanta before the other 2. Could be convinced to take the Giants.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart.
I mean, that
baby.
defense, I don't, yeah. But I just, that pass rush that the Giants are going to have, I have a lot of, I understand people thinking Daniels isn't going to fall off. Like, I could get behind that. But what I can't get behind is this Commanders defense stopping anybody. And people are going to say, oh, well, look at the quarterback room and Jameis and all that. Okay, fine. I understand, but big picture wise, this Commanders defense did not get better in my mind. It just got older.
I agree with you. We talked about this yesterday. We pay so much attention to the offense and the quarterback that we sort of give the defense a pass. The defense also played a lot of really bad quarterbacks last year. So we'll see. Dable's had the entire summer to get Jackson Dart ready for this game. And I think you have the ability to use Jackson Dart. They're going to use a lot of trickeration, a lot of RPO. They're going to fake the pitch and throw the pass. I'm intrigued by the Giants. I said this yesterday. I think they can win 6 games. Not exactly a hot take because the win total's right around there. But I think the Giants are going to win 1 game this year against either Philly or Washington. I'm very, very clear about that.
Are you surprised like me that at the moment you could find some juice 6.5s on Philadelphia for the season opener against Dallas?
No, not really. I think we'll be 7 by Thursday. next Thursday.
Right.
I think we'll be there.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to see a lot of those 6.5s go away. I mean, the market is mostly 7 everywhere. So those books that are laying 6.5, 120, they need a little bit more Philly money, if you know what I mean. But don't worry. That'll come next week.
Yep. I totally agree there. They're going to end up getting that Philly money. That's for sure. Joe O, Sammy P, top of the hour. Our buddy Will Brinson will be dropping by, getting his NFL thoughts. A lot more to get to, including some more college football that we wanted to circle back to. That's next. Joe O, Sammy P. You've got Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.